This is Morning Edition on 91.9 FM WUOT. I'm Chrissy Kuiper. If you've never been to East Knoxville's Love Kitchen, you're missing out on one of the city's truly remarkable stories. Over the past 20-plus years, volunteers at the Love Kitchen have prepared and served hundreds of thousands of meals to the hungry, and it all began with a dream. WUOT's Ann Lloyd explains in this Next Wave Radio story, produced for WUOT by Bobby Evans.
I want you to make some gravy for me, and I'll show you how to do that, okay?
On this Wednesday morning, eight volunteer high school students are learning how to cook gravy, biscuits, and grits. They tower over their trainers, two petite elderly sisters, Helen Ash and Ella Turner.
You got everybody doing something? Okay. What's your name, baby?
Jessica.
The students wash their hands and put their hairnets on carefully to avoid messing up their hair, and they pair off into twos and begin cooking. The heat from the oven, the steam from the kettles, and the fresh smell of biscuits start to pour through the kitchen. These smells and sounds have been a fixture in East Knoxville for more than two decades. For 22 years now, the Love Kitchen has provided meals for the hungry throughout Knoxville. Helen says it all began with a promise to help the needy after an overnight encounter.
I had a dream. I was in the setting of a church handing out food to people, and I accepted that as an assignment from God.
Helen and Ella are twin sisters. They were born and raised in Abbeville, South Carolina, to sharecroppers. Helen says all she needed to know about starting the Love Kitchen came from her parents.
My dad had the patience of Job, and the three truths that he taught us. Number one, he taught us there is but one Father, and that's the Father in heaven. Number two, he taught us there is but one race, that's the human race. And number three, he taught us not to take the last piece of bread from the table because somebody may come by that's hungry. So what is that but the Love Kitchen?
The 80-year-old sisters both retired from the University of Tennessee Hospital in the early 1980s. Seeing the people who came to the hospital left an indelible mark on them.
I worked with indigent patients there, and people would come to the clinic and didn't have food, didn't have transportation, whatever. And every day coming home from work, I would just burn Ellen's ears up, telling her, I said, Ellen, one day we're going to have a facility that will accommodate these people.
In February of 1986, their dream became a reality, and the Love Kitchen started in the basement of a local church. The first day, the sisters served 22 meals. These days, at their facility on Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard, they serve about 2,200 meals each week. 80% of the meals are delivered to homebound recipients. Helen's sister Ella says their heart goes out to the elderly who are confined to their homes.
Helen and I both have medical problems. But it's so many people out there in worse shape than we are. And what we really care about is these elderly people in the home that worked so hard and kept this country going for us. And this is our way of saying thank you.
At 80, Helen and Ella show no signs of slowing down. They say there are many great things to come. There's a monthly newsletter and the library and community center on the second floor of the kitchen. And they're writing a book about their lives and the Love Kitchen. Ella looks forward to the goals they have ahead of them, but most of all, she's happy she has a twin sister to do it with.
God knew about this Love Kitchen, and that's why he sent two. It's too much work for one to do. Here's what I need you to do is I'm going to show you how to cook some cold water grits, okay?
Okay.
All right. For WUOT, I'm Ann Lloyd.
We got grits up here.
This story was produced by Bobby Evans as part of WUOT's Next Wave Radio project.